Doing the dial.
Hello.
Hi, is this CP Kelly?
This certainly is.
Hi, how you doing, sir? This is Rick from KJAG Radio and Final Frontier Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Rick. How are you?
Looking forward to finding out more about the man, the myth, the legend, CP Kelly. What's going on in your neck of the woods and in your world?
Well, let me see. Today, about 10 o'clock this morning, I went to Brooksville, Florida, and performed up there for their Christmas celebration and also slash turkey giveaway.
Nice.
They had 200 turkeys to give away, and I was on a balcony on the second floor of a building there on Main Street. People had been lining up since 8 o'clock in the morning. They waited very patiently, and they gave away 200 turkeys within 55 minutes.
That's a lot of turkeys, folks.
Yes, sir, it is. And, of course, we found out afterwards that there was a gentleman there who really liked the idea, thought it was wonderful, and decided that next year he's going to double that number.
Nice.
So they'll have 400 next year, and if I'm available, you better believe I'm going to be there.
Well, that being said, we got a fellow who is a self-taught musician and singer, and that's one thing I've always been kind of fascinated and impressed with, because Lord knows I tried to sing and people paid me to shut up, so...
I probably seen you out.
But
I'm probably one who ran 20 bucks short that night, like, God, I had to get this guy off the stage, I mean, woo!
It's okay. I that's why I have a face for radio. So
talk about a cat caught in a fan belt. But anyway,
but I'm impressed with that. I mean, you've never been to any former vocal coach for training, and you've taught yourself how to play the piano, and
Yep. And
here you are. You're doing entertainment and music and all kinds of stuff, and apparently doing quite good for yourself there.
Yeah, you know, it's a combination of things. It's a combination of my love of music, especially country, and being able to get out on stage and just, you know, just really kick it, hit it out of the ballpark whenever I give a performance. And having what has to possibly be the greatest promoter manager since Swifty Lazar.
Always a good thing.
Yes, sir. I don't know if Jason ever sleeps or not. I don't think he does.
I don't either, because I've emailed him at 11 o'clock and he answers.
Oh, man. He's told me about being up, waking up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning going, hey, I got an idea. And, of course, one of his favorite phrases is, well, Jason, you know, we need this or we need that. He'll look at you and go, I got a guy. So he's the guy who's got a guy.
Holy crap.
That's my nickname for him. You know, I'm like, Jason, I need about 20 people snuffed out. I got a guy. You know, it's frightening. It's frightening. But his talent is absolutely amazing. But enough about him. This is about me.
Exactly. And
ask away.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't mind that kind of an ego. I mean, it's well deserved. You're out there. You're doing the thing. You combine pretty much all your talents together and tackle the professional music industry as a recording artist. Are you self-published for all intents and purposes, or do you go to a recording studio? I mean, how do you get your music out there?
I go to the recording studio. I don't write any of my own songs. That's the only talent that I'm either A, missing, or B, have never really put forth an effort towards. So I don't write my own music. I have an excellent songwriter in Tampa right now,
And
I'm always looking out for writers that maybe need that little bit of a chance. You know, they've got the song, it's got a hook, people are going to love it. I'm always looking for new songwriters, and the less years they've been in the business, the better, because, you know, they're easier to work with. You don't have the elevated ego, you know, of, oh, I wrote the greatest song of the century in 1970. Well, great. Country's changed since then, man.
Exactly.
You know, you got to move with it. I mean, the rock sound is really coming into country heavy, and I want to do some country rock. but I want to do some love ballads. You know, you can't do country without doing a love ballad. You got to be able to cry in your beer every so often.
Well, exactly. If you don't have the steel guitar once in a while, what's country, right?
Really? Thank you.
I mean,
I'm glad we agree, Rick.
Well, and that's one thing. I listen to some of today's stuff in the mainstream world, and all I hear is stuff that sounds like it could be played on a rock station, and that's not country.
Right, right. I agree. I'm not going to name any names, you know. but there are some out there I'm like, whoa, bring it back a little bit.
Exactly.
Keep some roots. Keep some roots. Update the sound a little bit, but... You know, if you're going to go that far out, be a rock star.
Exactly.
Get out of Nashville. I need a space. I've got a cousin. He heard my demo CD, and his favorite phrase is to say, hey, you don't need Nashville. Nashville needs you.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, dude, get on the phone and call him. Because obviously they ain't heard it yet.
Well,
but they will 2013.
I would imagine so. Plans for a tour at that point? Or what's your thoughts there?
Spring of 2013 is going to be the release of my very first CD.
Well, there you go.
With all original songs except for the single that I have available for purchase on my website right now.
That would be cpkelly.com, if I read right.
That is correct, and it's Kelly with a L-L-E-Y.
Yeah, that way it doesn't sound like a woman's name. It sounds like a last name. So it's all
good. Well, it is a last name.
It's your last name.
Hello. Hello, it's my last name. The C is the initial of the first. The P is the initial of the middle. Work with me, Rick. Work with me.
I'm working with you, man. I'm still caffeinating.
Man, I'll take it slow. We'll use flashcards, braille, whatever.
So, where, aside from the usual places, where have you been kind of wanting to tour at?
Well, I'd love to tour the U.S., most definitely. I would like to perform for the troops.
Oh, nice.
I mean, as a matter of fact, we're getting ready here in a little bit to head up to our local VFW post that my dad's a member of. And I sing there on every Friday night, you know, performing karaoke. And when I told them about all the great things that were coming on, the post commander came over and he says, I wish you the very best of luck. He said, just do me a favor. And I said, what's that? He said, don't forget the troops. And I said, I have no intention of forgetting them. I said, it's what they're doing that's allowing me to come out on a Friday night scene.
Exactly.
And to get my feelings across, my opinions across, of which I have quite a few, and you know, and generally just entertaining people, pulling them away from life for just a little bit.
And that's an important thing. I mean, if you can forget your woes, no matter what kind of music you listen to or movies or whatever, that's a positive thing.
Right, right. And music is the common denominator between all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It may not all sound the same, but every culture has music.
That
and
it does.
Country developed from bluegrass, and bluegrass told tales. They told family stories, their histories, you know, like a scrapbook would, only it's a musical scrapbook.
Gotta love that kind of style, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Give me a licking fiddle and a banjo and a heartbeat.
Gotta have the old kettle drum or what was it? The old jug that you blow in to make that sound and stomp on the floor. Gotta have good dust on the floor and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
There
absolutely.
You
gotta have all that. You know, Ricky Skaggs is one of the great ones for bluegrass.
I mean, he
tried mainstream country for a while, and now he's flipped back to bluegrass, and he's putting out some killer stuff.
And people are probably missing it left and right because they're going, oh, it's not the new and the hip, right?
And you know it's sad.
It is.
I mean, you can have the new and the hip. Don't forget your roots.
Exactly.
Don't forget where you came from.
And that's what I like about you there.
Don't forget where this music came from. This was the song of a very poor people, cut off from most average society due to mountains and living out in the woods and yep. everything else. They had their own way of talking, their own way of living life. May not have been like everyone else's, but they were happy with it. And they wrote songs about it.
Exactly.
And then when Uncle Josephus died, you wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
Or when Uncle Josephus got drunk and fell out of the truck, you wrote a song about it. Or when the donkey got drunk, kicked Uncle Josephus in the face, you wrote a song about it. You know, you told the story by song.
That you know.
And country needs, I mean, some are doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Carrie Underwood's Blown Away. That is a powerful story she tells in that song. But it's very updated. You know, I was like, you know, she might have been able to scale that back a little bit. I still love the song. So if she's listening, love you, Carrie. Can't wait to sing with you. You and Miranda.
Yep, yep, yep. And while we still got you on the line here, I want to go ahead and get that more plug out there for you because I want to make sure everybody goes and checks you out. And we got you a lot of people getting your CD and your touring in the 2013 here. CPKelly.com, what can we find there?
Oh, well, you find me. You find my bio, you find videos of me performing out in different places, shot by my dad. Thanks, Dad.
You
can hear my entire demo CD on there. You can also purchase my single from my website. Just click on it, enter your credit card, PayPal account, a link is sent to you, you open it up, boom, you have a song. And I do send out a thank you letter to people. You know, thank you for purchasing my first single. Be sure to look for Absolute Redemption in 2013, my first CD.
And, folks, you can't get any better than that. Any Twitter or Facebook that we need to throw out there as well, just to make sure everybody knows where you're at?
Facebook, they can reach me, CP Kelly Music.
Okay.
That would be my Facebook fan page. Lord of mercy, I have a fan page. But, you know, wake up every day going, ooh, I got to look. Has anybody said anything? You know.
Yep.
Yeah, right. No, I've got other things to worry about. You know, it's like they love me, they hate me, whatever. Yeah.
Hey, at least you're getting it out there. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But my fans, I love them dearly. You know, the applause at the end of a song, it's overwhelming. People don't realize it's like a shot of adrenaline for me.
You couldn't say it any better than that. And once again, the website address, cpkelly.com, and CP, thank you so much. I have got to get you on for like a half an hour or something. You got some stories to tell. I got to get you on again, bud.
Well, man, get me on. Call me. We'll make a date.
I will. I have Jason's email. We'll hook up, bud.
Hey, there you go.
All right. You have yourself a wonderful weekend, and Merry Christmas there, Phil.
Merry Christmas to you too, Rick. Take care.
Take care, brother.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.